do a rooster?
GetChipDrop.com. Greg, you should have told me off air because we could have made our own local one and acted like we had this great, brilliant idea that we're bringing to our listeners. This is pretty smart. I'm not done requesting an order yet.
You signed up?
I did sign up, and then I had to verify via email. Then I had to verify my phone with a text. And it seems like a lot of pain in the neck, and people hate giving out that kind of information. I get it. I do, too. They're delivering chips from an arborist to you.
Yep.
They don't need to be kind of jerked around, and I can't work. But I'm getting...
ChipDrop is handling all that.
Yes.
A lot of that, which
yeah,
is really
so
cool.
They're eliminating personal requests because they say right up front, you won't get noticed prior to delivery, just the day that it's coming. You know, they don't know when they're going to be done on the job site.
Right, exactly.
Wood chips will contain leaves and pine needles in them. You could tell that's not an Arizona-based statement. There
right.
may be some exceptions here or
yep,
there.
Exactly.
But each delivery is 20 cubic yards, and a yard is 3x3. So it's
3x3 Yep.
Times that by 20.
Yep.
So this is
it's
this
a
is
lot
big.
Of material. Yes.
If you request logs, they will be very large. You'll need splitting tools and chainsaws required. So for our northern Arizona listeners, good firewood supply. We cannot move or remove materials
once it's delivered. Yeah.
I
so basically,
and agree.
Basically, what this application does is it coordinates with you and the wood tree guys, the wood chippers, to drop, you know, basically raw wood on your property. I want to actually spend a little bit of time, some caveats of buying soil. I get a lot of questions about this. Where do I get healthy soil at? And for your garden, it's really important to know a couple of things. When you're adding healthy soil to your garden, you want to make sure that you're not bringing in dirt and sand, because often what some of the vendors will do out there that are making soil for your garden is they add sand because it's cheap and they add dirt. And the thing is, you have plenty of sand and dirt most likely at your house. You don't need to be hauling that. That's a number one thing when buying soil, is ask how much dirt and sand they've put in there. And if they put some in there, keep looking. You can always shoot me an email at greg@urbanfarm.org, and I have some suggestions for you on where to get healthy soil at. The other thing, the difference between compost and mulch. There's one or two vendors here in town that will sell you what they call compost, but when it gets to you, it's mulch. And here's how to tell the difference. If you grab a handful of what they're trying to sell you, and you look at that handful of stuff, and there's more than about 5 to 10% of material in there that you can recognize, that's mulch. You know, especially if it's 30 or 40 or 50%, and you're looking in there and there's leaves and sticks and that kind of stuff in there, that's mulch. That's for your pathways and around your trees. You do not want to put that in your gardens. So the stuff that you're putting in your gardens, you want to grab a handful of it. It needs to be 95%+ broken down. Compost, sometimes in the mixes, like in Farmer Greg's planting mix, one of the things that we added in there is perlite. There's coco peat in there, which is the ground up coconut husks. There's composted pine bark and compost in the Farmer Greg's planting mix. It's great for gardens. Remember, the big caveat is you don't want to have them haul dirt and sand in. You've got plenty of that. And if you grab a handful of it and you can recognize more than about 5 to 8% of what's in there, that's mulch. It's not compost. It does not go in your garden. Here's what happens. If you put something that's more mulch-like in your garden and try and grow vegetables in it, it takes nitrogen to break down those sticks and leaves and stuff. It swipes it from your plants. And so the people that use the materials that is more mulch-like, it'll be 2 to 3 to 4 years before it breaks down so that you can grow vegetables in it. That's my tirade about healthy soil. And there are organizations here in town that build soil products that are more mulch-like, and they will sell them to you as soil products. So you have to do your work.
And I have to be honest, I heard that. I don't know that I retained all of that just because I was finishing my trip order, my order.
Chip order, yes.
I'm really curious to see if they're going to end up showing up out in unincorporated Whitman, Arizona.
Yep.
But definitely inside the urban or a municipality, I would think you'd have a lot better chance. Did you mention planting food calendar?
Yeah, we haven't talked about the planting calendar. Tell me about, yet.
Okay, I didn't think so, but I wasn't a. I didn't want to say something and have you look at me like, "Well, I just finished saying that, don't we?"
So, at one of the most important things about growing your garden is planting at the right time. So this time of year, if you're in a nursery, and I say this all the time, you can go into most big box stores and some nurseries and they will sell you plants that are not season compatible. Go to plantingcalendar.org for a free planting calendar for the low desert. And if you're up in, you know, northern Arizona, find, you know, get the Master Gardener's planting calendar. Really important to make sure that you know what to plant when.
And urbanfarm.org for all this information that we talked about and more. You've got
yep.
a huge amount of resources, additional huge. Podcasts twice a week. If
yep. Yep.
This one isn't enough for you, you can get this podcast if you missed something. RosieOnTheHouse.com/radio. Gary, you'll get that up a little bit later today. If you're already subscribing to our iTunes podcast, you'll get a push notification if your notifications nice. Are turned on. Or you can go onto our website, and from there it can go to Podbean. Because iTunes only has about the last 20 podcasts.
Actually, you can set it up for 300. But
300. Well, our Podbean has 1,500 podcasts.
Oh, nice. Nice. Thank you for having me. I love coming in chatting with you about desert gardening.
Farmer Greg, always a pleasure.